We're beginning to read the Jesus Storybook Bible. This first story, the story and the song, is kind of an introduction. I think it sets the stage well because this is an interesting and very different storybook or Bible than most, because the Bible is the Word of God, and it does, as this story tells, it does tell a story. The entire thing is a story of God's relationship with man, of God's love for man, his pursuit of man, and his way of providing and rescuing us. It does tell a single story. There is the Old Testament, which is the part before Jesus, and the New Testament, which tells the story of Jesus, and after Jesus goes back to heaven, of his followers and the church. And so, but when you look at the Bible as a big picture, it tells one big story. And the thing I like about the storybook is that each story looks and points towards Jesus. And I think that is very true. That even though the name of Jesus and does not necessarily appear in the stories, there are so many parts that point towards him. So many ideas that picture him, that you can see Jesus and shadows of what he will do and why he is necessary, picturing what will happen in the future. And so I think this storybook is a wonderful way of looking at the story of the Bible. You look at a lot of individual, smaller stories, but they are all pointing towards Jesus. And so, as we look at this Jesus Storybook Bible, and as we talk about the different stories, remember that Jesus is the center, that he is the middle of all of it, whether it is the New Testament or the Old Testament. So, I hope that you enjoy the Jesus Storybook Bible.